This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's just a lot of guys that, in my opinion, are going to be future NFL players for a long time. And so, you know, it's funny. A lot of people say, because it doesn't have the blue chippers at the top, that means it's a bad draft class. Sometimes you get draft classes where, hey, you might have 10 to 15 excellent players, and then it's a massive drop-off after that. But I think it's a lot more fun when you get these players who I think are going to help shape the league for the next 4, 5, 6, 7 seasons, depending on how long they are there.
Right. Seems to be a large plateau talent-wise from, you know, maybe just past the middle of round one on into almost Saturday, which, the Bills have got 2 second-rounders and the 30th pick, so they've got 3 picks in that. If that's the sweet spot of the draft, the Bills have got 3 of those picks. We'll see if they end up keeping all 3 of those. Want to continue the conversation about the draft and about the offseason for the Bills, and we'll get right back to some calls on that at 803-0550 here in a second. But the news in the update, the Four Nations face-off news involving Tage Thompson. I mean, you need 2 guys to not be playing in order for him to get in the lineup, but pretty cool that he's at least got a look at it. And I don't know, I wonder, certainly you want to have everything covered. I wonder, it's entirely plausible. That's one of the reasons why I thought they could make up an excuse for Quinn Hughes, although, you know, like, it's tricky to have someone pretend they're sick or injured that already deserved to be there while Hughes was nursing an injury. But we're in a pretty nasty flu season. The hospitals here, not great shape. Canada's had a very tough go. There's some nursing homes that are just in real tough shape, flu-wise. So, and we've heard, you know, different times, the Sabres have had a run of it. And we saw earlier in this tournament, Cale Makar was ill. So it's entirely possible that something is ravaging the U.S. team and they're calling these reinforcements in. Pesci, the defenseman from New Jersey, a lot closer in proximity than Vancouver. I have a feeling the Quinn Hughes thing has gotten to this. Yes, he's the best player of all. He'd be the top defenseman on that team if he'd been healthy when the team was named. He's coming back from injury. He can't play unless somebody else has to be out of the lineup. That's a tough spot to fly from Vancouver to Boston and then back to Vancouver to resume your season Saturday. He'd already missed some time. So I think that probably came down to, look, would I love to play? Sure. If you could tell me I'm going to play, I'll come to Boston. Mm-hmm. But if it's sort of, you know, on an off chance, probably smarter for me and for my team to stay here in Vancouver and make sure I'm ready to go when the season starts again. Because I think they're clinging to a wild card spot, and he obviously is, you know, a Norris Trophy caliber defenseman. So I think Pesci probably is a replacement for that idea, and we'll see what happens up front. Austin Matthews and Matthew Tkachuk both said today they're expecting to play. They were held out mostly for precautionary reasons, although Matthews did say there was something bothering him when they missed the game on Monday. Brady Tkachuk did not take part in the morning skate, and everyone is saying, oh, he'll play, including his brother, but we'll see. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock, could be an interesting thing here with Thompson getting this late call if he ends up being pressed into duty. Okay, hockey sidebar over for now. 803-0550 is the number. But you talk to someone like Trevor Sikkema, last segment from Pro Football Focus, their lead draft analyst, and it gets harder right after that to get back on the, oh, just trade all the picks for Myles Garrett. Because it just says, I like the idea of a lot of the guys that he talked about. Maybe most notably, Kenneth Grant from Michigan, right? Is that not like custom made what the Bills should be, we think, looking for in the middle of the defensive line? That's the space eater. Right? That's what we're talking about. Yep. There. His teammate Mason Graham is going to go much earlier in the draft.
Probably top 10.
He's more of a get up the field penetrator type. The Bills need that big guy. Daquan Jones just not getting it done anymore. Like, I wonder if he's got to be a cut candidate. Jones. Like, I think they can save a couple million bucks if they move on from him, but they obviously would need to have a replacement in hand.
Yeah, They can't do that without the immediate replacement. And, I mean, they brought him back last year because before the injury, he was having a career year. The injury, and he did not have really the impact.
He got hurt in the same game in London that Milano got hurt in, so 2 years ago.
He was, like, through the first five games of their four games of the season, his, I think, pass rush win rate versus double team rate was like with Aaron Donald. Like, it was, he gets double teamed a lot and he's constantly winning. And it has not been that since the injury. And listen, I mean, age and injury, that'll happen to you. It's a tough position to play.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it was kind of the question I was leading Trevor into is like, there's a lot of defensive tackles in this draft. How many of them are true one techs? Because we could talk about defensive tackles all we want. But it's like talking about, you know, well, the Sabres should get another defenseman. If they get another left-hand shot defenseman, it's like, holy hell. You could just turn the left-hand shot out. They need a right-hand shot. It's not exactly the same, but it's kind of the same concept. Like,
sure.
Hey, there's going to be three incredible defensive tackles at 30.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Be waiting for you. If they're all three techs.
No.
But it doesn't fill the real hole at defensive tackle for me.
No, to me, if they did that, again, recognizing the value and the way the draft works and all that for what it is, which is certainly is worth considering. But to me, that would be like duplicating the Dwayne Carter pick.
Yep.
Right? Because Carter is, I think you should be hoping for him. That might be different than obviously planning on him, but he should be Ed Oliver's primary rotational guy next year. Is what he's a third round pick. Like it's very tough that he was not getting a uniform at the end. Maybe another one of these guys. You know, we had a few guys this year that had, and even a couple of rookies. Coleman is in the same boat. Showing signs of life. Looks like it's coming along. Hey, maybe in the back half of the season, this is a guy that can really help us. And then it's injury time, and they rehab and come back, but it's just not what it was. And, you know, the player obviously bears a lot of responsibility there. They have to learn how to do it. I think Bean or McDermott addressed Coleman specifically after the season. Like, it's not something he had any experience doing, overcoming an injury and learning how to do that. But maybe those are two examples of why the Bills made the change they made at strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah.
Ultimately in the offseason is that they felt like they just were not getting enough out of guys who were cleared to come back and just never really got to the level they were at before they got dinged. 803-0550, again, is the number. You got a thought on the draft conversation we just had last segment with the excellent Trevor Sikkema, or anything else for the Bills offseason here as we look ahead. We're not even look ahead. We're there. It's not even really looking ahead. We're looking ahead to the draft and free agency, which is a ways off. But as far as talking about the offseason, we are there. Tim is first up this segment. Hi, Tim. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm from Dunkirk, New York, but I moved and I relocated. but yeah, so like I'm thinking about Elam. Is there another place for him? I mean, he's a blue chip. I mean, we got to be able to be able to stick him somewhere.
What do you have in mind?
I maybe like some safety, or maybe even flip him to the offense. Put him somewhere. Let him run around.
Yeah.
Somewhere, you know?
All right. I appreciate the idea. No. in particular offense. It's just, it's not an asset anymore. It's not a usable asset anymore. It reached its expiration date. I switching positions is not something I'm interested in exploring. If the Bills were at a ground floor, zero chance rebuild mode, maybe then I would consider it. But I don't know. Stuff like this always sounds like we should make Rasmus Ristolainen into a winger because he's big and mean. I don't know. Not exactly the same, but no, I don't think so. He's a bad pick.
Yeah. Yeah, and the good franchises, they don't stick around on the bad picks. They cut bait. They're done. And I think the Bills probably had him a year longer than they should have. Trevor's point, I hadn't really heard anybody talk about that specific point about it was very clear his confidence is broken. And that's a position that requires, like wide receiver, like quarterback, maybe it's like quarterback, wide receiver, corner, as confidence being a huge piece to what makes these guys great. And it wasn't just that he was falling over himself. I mean, that's part of it.
Good Lord, that one rep is just one of the most tragic things I've ever watched on an NFL field.
Getting into it a little bit. I kind of just...
Tragic is overstated. Sorry, but you know what I mean.
It's not that overstated.
Horrible rep.
It was bad.
Yeah.
You know, like Joe and I from, you know, Sneaky Joe in the Morning, like we were on Twitter kind of going back and forth about this. And he's like, you know, comparing stats from a couple other years. And he's like, because I'm of the mind, I don't believe he's an NFL player. Or at least a starter. But you look at, like, the sample size of plays, and he's not terrible. Like, the numbers don't bear out. It's just the eye test. And it's he's constantly taking penalties. Just, He's handsy. He is not confident. And, you know, when you watch him play, it's like, what am I watching? So, you know, I do think that a fresh start, it is very possible. The Bills should not operate like the Sabres. If he ends up going somewhere and reclaiming his career and he ends up being a starter and a plus starter somewhere, good for Kyrie Elam. It wasn't going to happen here. So I don't have to be afraid of my own shadow. Right. Cut bait, move on. And if he turns out to be a good player, he was never going to be that here. So good for him. I will not be upset. And I won't say, Brandon Bean, what the hell are you doing? Drama, what are you? If he goes on and be the starter, right. Good for Kyrie Elam. It's just not happening here. It's not working here.
100%. Yeah, I'd be stunned if he's on this team.
Yeah,
in training camp. I mean, I just can't imagine a scenario where they're expecting anything from this player at this point. And I do think it's not. It's
and just, I can't be scared of it. I just can't.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So yeah, I position change. I appreciate the creativity. You want to try to make it work because there was, like the caller said, there was obviously a skill set and talent there that got him, you know, blue chip enough of a reputation to be a first round pick in the first place. But it just has not worked. 803-0550. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 803-0550 is the number. Nate Geary's in for Mike. I am the Bulldog, and this is W.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.